engaging sermons on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He was in the beginning with God. All things came to be through Him, and without Him nothing came to be. What came to be through Him was life, and this life was the light of the human race. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. A man named John was sent from God. He came for testimony, to testify to the light, so that all might believe through him. He was not the light, but came to testify to the light. The true light, which enlightens everyone, was coming into the world. He was in the world, and the world came to be through him, but the world did not know him. He came to what was his own, but his own people did not accept him. But to those who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. To those who believe in his name, who were born not by natural generation, nor by human choice, nor by a man's decision, but of God. And the Word became flesh and made his dwelling among us, and we saw his glory, the glory as of the Father's only begotten Son, full of grace and truth. John testified to him and cried out, saying, "This was he of whom I said, 'The one who is coming after me ranks ahead of me, because he existed before me.' From his fullness we have all received grace in place of grace. Because while the law was given through Moses, grace and truth came through Jesus Christ. No one has ever seen God. The only begotten Son, God, who is at the Father's side, has revealed him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so we conclude the calendar year with a reading talking about what was from the beginning and the one who is above all time, the one who is at the Father's side and is God from God, light from light, true God from true God, as we say in the Creed. This is the child who was born, the one who is at the Father's side and is God. This reading could not be clearer. Jesus is God, existed before time, and now in time has become flesh and dwells among us. This is what defines us as Christian people, that these are the things we believe. This is the conviction we hold. And the first reading, St. John talked about the Antichrist, plural actually, many Antichrists. Simply, those who deny Christ. Those who deny that this is the Word made flesh, and therefore those who deny that it is only in Him that we are to find salvation. The spirit of the Antichrist is that we, as human beings, can look to ourselves as the source of salvation, of freedom from the ills that afflict us. We of ourselves. It's like the secular humanist manifestos that came out in the 70s saying, no deity will save us, we will save ourselves. And when I read that secular humanist manifesto, my response is very simply, then what are you waiting for? Get on with it. If we can save ourselves, why is it taking so long? We cannot save ourselves. That is one of the key lessons that we learn, and one of the key ways that we experience the joy of Christmas when we hear a Savior has been born for us. The joy that we have with that announcement is directly proportional to our felt need for a Savior. Our awareness that we cannot save ourselves makes the Christmas message that a Savior has been born all the more meaningful and joyous. Indeed, many antichrists have come into the world. Those who even may call themselves Christian, But somehow they look for salvation someplace else. Or they do not acknowledge the uniqueness of the salvation that comes in Christ. Because if Christ, as John's gospel proclaims to us here, is God, the only begotten Son, always at the Father's side, the one through whom all things came into being, there cannot possibly be any salvation outside of him. Cannot possibly be. It is only in Jesus Christ that we find the fullness of the revelation of God and the means of salvation, the way back to God. I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father but through me. As we end one year and begin another, we think of what we will hear in the prayers of the preface just before the Holy Holy, that there has been a wondrous exchange here. The Word has become flesh. He has taken on our humanity. And thereby, again, as this reading says, to all who did accept him, he gave power to become children of God. So he, the all-powerful one, became a children of human beings, right? He took flesh in the womb of the Virgin Mary. She truly is his mother. The God who became the children of men has allowed men to become the children of God. And this great exchange continues today with the completion of another calendar year, a great exchange in another sense, that God gives us the gift of time in units of days and months and years, and we return it to him through faithful service. Tonight we complete that exchange in regard to the year 2020. And a new calendar is placed in our hands. Right now already, of course, the year 2021 is already making its way across the globe in the various different time zones. It has already started. We're in a moment right now where the world is simultaneously experiencing in different places 2020 and 2021. And we complete this exchange over the coming hours. We are to receive the new year aware that we ourselves are writing the story of each day, and while there are many things that are not under our control, and for that we pray to God for his providence and protection, but many things are under our control. And let's resolve today that we will write that story in a way that glorifies God. We do make New Year's resolutions, and let's think at least of just one, as a way in honoring the Lord, of deepening our commitment to him, of improving our lives, increasing our faithfulness, increasing our service to the kingdom of God and to others. Let's make at least one good New Year's resolution. The readings, the prayers, the whole sentiment of this Christmas season inspires us to do that. And let's do it with the greatest confidence that the light shines in the darkness, a darkness that has not overcome it. No matter how many errors and falsehoods are swirling around us, no matter how much wickedness prevails around us, no matter how much the culture of death asserts itself in evils like abortion, no matter how many lies are told in regard to the election, no matter what kind of political parties try to impose their anti-God, anti-life, anti-religious freedom policies on the rest of the nation and the world, the light shines in the darkness. A darkness that has not overcome it. That's the basis of Merry Christmas. That's the basis of Happy New Year. We know that the light of Christ, which we have joyfully received, which we again joyfully receive today, is not shining any less brightly now than it did at the very beginning. He's an eternal light. He's an eternal word. And the more that we are united with him, the more we are able to endure anything. The more we are able to give faithful witness, no matter how loud the contrary voices are around us, doesn't matter. The light shines on in darkness. Remember, that's you, together with Christ. Christ is the light. But because he has empowered us to become children of God, because he has incorporated us into his body, the church, Paul is able to say to us, you are light. And Jesus himself said, you are the light of the world. You are light in the Lord. Let the New Year's resolutions that we make commit ourselves to making that light shine ever more faithfully and brightly. And that's why we have joy. Our joy comes from the fact that we are faithfully reflecting the light of Christ. Not that other people have not stopped spreading their darkness, but that we have continued spreading the light. That's where our joy comes from. They can't take it away. They cannot take away our joy. So happy New Year, brothers and sisters. Let us live it in holiness and in grace. For Christ is born. The kingdom of God is among us. And opened for us now again in this new year is the way of salvation. Amen.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.